bright light. Said he gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a bizarre motion filed by Trump in court to dismiss a lawsuit by eight Capitol police officers who are doing what Merrick Garland should be doing, which is going after Trump for inciting the insurrection. Here's the basis of the lawsuit, and here's what Trump is doing, which is beyond belief. Eight of the Capitol police officers who were beaten up, hit on the head with sticks, punched. There's one of them that called the N-word. They were attacked. If you did that to a police officer on the streets of Milwaukee, you would be in jail right now. No questions asked. And if some idiot got up on a street corner and said, go do that, he'd be arrested. That's inciting a riot. You have the right to free speech in this country, but you don't have the right to incite violence. You know, the old chestnut people say is you don't have the right to shout fire in a crowded theater. If you shout fire, everybody runs out of the theater and somebody gets trampled, you will be criminally charged for doing that. And if you say, well, the word fire, I just said the word fire. Yeah, let's look at the context, Jack. Go to prison. Well, Trump got up on January 6th, and he did more than just give a speech. He had sent out Facebook notices, might as well have sent out a save the date postcard. I don't know if you've ever gotten a save the date postcard, but you know, some regular event, say the company you work for or somebody else, save the date months in advance, wedding invitations are going to be coming, that kind of thing. Well, that's essentially what he did. And all these people show up, and a lot of them were in on it, trained. They marched in military formation. Some of them met at the Willard Hotel that morning to plot it out. But there were a lot of them who looked at it and thought, you know, well, they fell for this business of the steal, the stop the steal business. And Trump lathered them up. He not only incited them, he not only got them there. His son, Don Jr., Giuliani, Mo Brooks, a lot of people got up there, Bannon, and they gave these inflammatory speeches. Nobody's going to save the country except you. Go on up there. I, Trump, will lead you. I'll be with you. All false. All false. He scurried back to the White House. Anyway, something like 130 Capitol police officers in that fight, in that insurrection, were out for periods of time for disability. And a number of them were beaten up mercilessly. They just stood there and had to take it. They were beaten. They didn't use their weapons. Only one did. And that was when a window was broken. There were still congressmen in there. And people were crawling through the windows to beat them to death. And they had gallows for Mike Pence. And Mike Pence was not yet secured. Nancy Pelosi was not yet secured. And the officer fired his weapon. And a woman insurrectionist was killed. And then several others were trampled to death. There were at least five deaths resulting from that. So these eight police officers, Capitol police officers, sued Donald Trump. And they said, yeah, we can sue the people that beat us if we can identify them, but you can't identify everybody, even from the videos. But, you know, they were the ones who were lathered up by you, Donald Trump. And you're the one who incited the riot. So we are suing you for damages because apparently no prosecutor is going after you yet. Although a footnote to that, the January 6th commission, the word is they may very well refer him, Trump personally, to Merrick Garland for prosecution. And Merrick Garland at some point has to step up. There's violence going against poll workers. There are laws being passed that give the right to a gerrymandered legislature to count the votes rather than independent election commissions. And none of that has been the subject of lawsuits by Garland. He will sue a couple of states when there are racial disparities in voting requirements, but This is going a lot deeper than that. This is an attack on our whole democracy. It's not entirely racial. So in any event, these eight officers sued. Now, when you sue, one of the problems is it takes a long time. You know, in Shakespeare, and I think it was in Hamlet's soliloquy, he's lamenting all of the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. And one of them is the law's delay. And even in England in the 16th, 17th century, the law's delay. The defendant can drag this out forever. And Trump is starting to do that. So he filed what's called a motion to dismiss. Now, when you sue somebody in civil court, if they can file a motion to dismiss, if there's a basis to do it. And that simply means, listen, assume, judge, that everything in the complaint is true. Even if it is, it's not actionable. It does not give a legal basis for me to pay damages. So why go through a trial? Then if you lose that, there's what's called discovery. There are depositions, there are document productions. There are a lot of other things. Then you can bring a motion for summary judgment. And that's like a motion to dismiss, except there's a lot of extraneous material in. And it's basically, take a look, judge, what's really factually disputed here. And assume that everything that's factually disputed goes against me. But even then, what's not factually disputed wins it for me. And that's down the line. Trump will tie these guys up for 5 years. But he filed a motion to dismiss right out of the gate, going, you can believe everything they say in the lawsuit, but there's no legal basis for me to pay damages. And the problem for Trump is that there's a lot of boilerplate language that his lawyers have to put in that look very bad for Donald Trump, former president, talking about Capitol police officers. One of them is the phrase, the speaker, in other words, the guy who lathered up the insurrection, has no duty of care. That phrase is in Trump's motion. In other words, yeah, I was the president. Yeah, I had these poor SOBs that I kind of tricked into coming here. That's what they say in the complaint. But I had no duty of care. I didn't care for them. I had no duty to them. That's a legal thing. And lawyers would yawn when they read it. But you read that in plain English, that Donald Trump is saying that about Capitol police officers, that he has no duty to them. He does no obligation to even care for them. He can give whatever speech he wants under the First Amendment. And if he lathers up a mob, a wolf pack, and they go up and kill people and beat them, and some of these police officers had to take disability retirement, some of them traumatized, hit over the head, that is not his problem. That's what he said. That, in plain English, is what he said. He has no duty of care. There's no duty whatsoever to these police officers. He can lie to them and say that, or he can lie to the mob and say, I'm going to lead you, to induce them to go up there. You know, they're being led by the commander in chief. I mean, how much better does it get than that? He does not have to care about these officers. And he just filed that motion. It's filed in his name to worm his way out of some damages. He betrayed the Capitol police officers, and he betrayed the handful of people in the insurrection mob who got tricked into going there. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Beaver!